hanging out with Spencer from Under Oath, and I think now you got a double dose of you guys don't just do Under Oath.
Yes. So since we're on the radio and we're here talking about it, we're gonna plug some other things here. So both Aaron, our drummer, who also does vocals with me in Under Oath, and myself, we both have solo entities, I guess is what you would like to call it. And Aaron's solo stuff is quite opposite of Under Oath. It's just called Aaron Gillespie. And he has a song called Listen to Towns that I think is really great. It's more on the countryside. That's kind of like his thing when he's not working on Under Oath. And then I have my solo project, which I've only put out one song, even though the record's done. So I flew from making Voyeurist. I went home for 5 days. And then I went right back into the studio with a buddy of mine and made my first solo record. Had over 15 songs, and I ended up cutting 11. I ended up cutting 10 of those and wrote a new one in the studio and played every instrument but the drums. And we're going to play Aaron Gillespie, Listen to Towns, followed by Slow Tide, which is what I go by for my solo, which is SLO/Tide, a song called Neck High.
Stoked to check out the full album on that one.
Yeah, it's opposite. You know, like I said earlier, I listen to a lot of different stuff, and Slow Tide's more of an alternative outlet, more pop, and just it's what I tend to write when I'm by myself. When it comes to writing heavy stuff, we want to do it as a group. So when you're not doing that, I'm a songwriter. I work with lots of artists, and so does Aaron. We work with people in every genre. I talk about the whole Zoom thing, you know, be it EDM, pop, rock, pretty much. I work with pretty much everything but country or hip hop, and Aaron does everything but country. Everything but hip hop. He does a lot of country stuff. So we both work with lots of artists. So I also just wanted to have my own solo thing. That's just something different. I can use a different side of my brain for, you know, even lyrically, I just write in a completely different style. The music's a completely different style. I just feel like as an artist, you know, I think about people like you make horror movies. Do you always want to make horror movies, or do you also want to make other movies? Doesn't mean that you're not going to still make horror movies, but maybe you want to also make, you know, drama or comedy or whatever. You know, like there could be other things that you want to do as an artist. And I think it's in this day and, you know, with the internet era, like totally fine. You should be allowed to express all sides of art that you want. And there's an audience for it out there, you know?
Yeah, it's too bad that when some bands, you know, we'll break out of their sound a little bit under the same band name, some fans can be such tools about it. Like, you know, you see Whitechapel, for example, you know, let's add some clean vocals, or you know, a number of other bands like that. And sometimes fans can just be such doozies.
Yeah. And I think that's why doing doing another outlet is a healthy thing. You know, if Aaron tried to squeeze in the stuff he's doing on his solo stuff into Under Oath, it would ruin it. If I tried to squeeze in what I'm doing with Slow Tide as my solo stuff into Under Oath, it could ruin it as well. So if those are things that you need to do as an artist, if it's true to you and it's something you need to get out and it's honest art, you know, then feel free to do it. I encourage everyone to make as much music as they can.
Yeah, I know from my own perspective, started off just in straight brutal bands, nothing but heavy all the time. And I don't know how some of the bands don't go crazy, I guess, mixing it up a little bit.
And Under Oath is always going to push our envelopes, too. Like, we want to constantly evolve, but, like, Under Oath's never going to release a country song.
Yeah.
Under Oath's never going to release a pop song.
Yeah.
There's pop elements in Under Oath, but it's never going to go in the way of what I would do when I'm doing solo.